Welcome back to the Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey is continuing his teaching through the entire Bible. Today we come to Joshua chapters 20 and 21. Stephen's called this lesson, The Cities of Refuge. When God rules among his people, they'll desire justice and want others to put their faith in the Savior, who's paid the penalty for their sins. The cities of refuge in Israel point to these priorities. Here's Stephen.
Well, the promised land has now been divided among the tribes. God's people are beginning to settle their inheritance in the land. We're now in Joshua chapter 20, where the Lord gives Joshua a rather interesting command to establish two types of cities for the nation. One type of city is going to be for legal refuge, and the other type will be for spiritual refuge. These cities will become a picture of Jesus Christ, who gives us forgiveness and refuge and spiritual rest. Verse 1 says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Say to the people of Israel, appoint the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who strikes any person without intent or unknowingly may flee there. They shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of these cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and explain his case to the elders of that city. Then they shall take him into the city, give him a place, and he shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not give up the manslayer into his hand because he struck his neighbor unknowingly and did not hate him in the past.'" So this first type of city here then is a place of legal refuge. We'll look at this more in just a moment. The next type of city is a place of spiritual refuge. These cities are designated here in chapter 21, and we read in verse 2. "The Lord commanded through Moses that we be given cities to dwell in, along with their pasture lands for our livestock. So by command of the Lord, the people of Israel gave to the Levites the following cities and pasture lands out of their inheritance." Now let me deal first with these cities of spiritual refuge. They're often referred to as Levitical cities. The Levites had been chosen to serve in the Lord's sanctuary and to teach the law back in Deuteronomy chapter 33. They were never given a specific portion of the land, but God designates now 48 cities scattered throughout the land as their inheritance. So you could kind of call this plan of God Operation Saturation. You see, God wanted to literally saturate the land with these Levites. I've read estimates that no one in the land would have ever lived more than 10 miles from one of these cities of spiritual refuge. So no matter where you lived, there would at least be one Levite nearby who was trained in the law, capable of teaching and preaching and counseling any Israelite who needed it. This is a great plan from God. Now let me make a comment on these cities of legal refuge here in chapter 20. Now, we know from Scripture that six of these Levitical cities were also established as cities of refuge. That means they were designated to protect people who unintentionally killed someone else. The avenger of blood I read about earlier was someone appointed by the family or tribe to track down the killer. He was sort of an Old Testament bounty hunter. Now, this isn't so much a matter of vengeance as it was vindication in this ancient system of carrying out justice. The one who had killed someone accidentally had a chance to stay alive. He had to run, flee to the city of refuge and present the facts of his case to the elders of the city. If they confirmed it was accidental, they would bring him into the city and he could live there. He would not be handed over to the bounty hunter, the avenger of blood. Now, these cities of refuge were an important part of Israel's system of justice. And again, Let me remind you that these cities are going to set the stage for God's provision of the Redeemer, our eternal city of refuge, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you haven't yet, I want you today to run to Him for spiritual safety. Let me point out some key analogies here. First of all, these cities of refuge were appointed by God. Just as God provided the city of refuge, so God appointed His Son, Jesus, to die so that He could be an eternal refuge for those who flee to Him by faith. Secondly, these cities here provided safety. I can imagine during this day a man running for his life, constantly looking back over his shoulder in fear for any sight of that bounty hunter following his tracks. And he's not going to sleep. He's not going to eat. He's not going to stop. He's running for his life. Let me tell you, all who run to Jesus Christ are running for their lives. Outside of Jesus Christ, you're not safe from the avenger of death, the bounty hunter of judgment. The only safe place from Satan, death, and the grave, beloved, is the city of refuge, the Son of God. Let me give you another analogy. It was the responsibility of the Israelites to clearly mark the path to the city. In fact, back in Deuteronomy chapter 19, it indicates that roads were to be built leading to these special cities. They were to make it as easy as possible for someone to reach these cities of safety. We also know from Jewish historical sources that the citizens of a city of refuge would build bridges over ravines and over rivers. At every major crossroad, there was always a sign pointing the way to the nearest city of refuge. And on that sign would be one word, refuge. And it stated, and I've read, that these signs were designed to be large enough so that a man running at full speed couldn't miss that word in the Hebrew language, michlat, refuge. According to history, many of these cities of refuge even posted runners along the way. And whenever they saw a hunted man obviously running toward their city, they would come and run alongside him to guide him and encourage him and protect him. You know what? If you're a Christian today, that's your role. You ought to be running alongside of people, guiding them, encouraging them toward the Savior. You're the signpost. You're pointing them in the right direction. One more analogy. These cities of refuge were available for anyone. In Joshua chapter 20 and verse 9, we're told that not just the Israelites could enter these cities, but anyone living among them could run and find safety and protection. What a picture of the gospel. I mean, this is for anyone and everyone, Gentile, Jew, black, white, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, the honored, along with the homeless. Let me tell you, if you're without Jesus Christ today, you're not safe. You might not think it or know it, but you're being hunted. There is a kingdom of darkness hunting for your eternal soul. And the only hope you've got is to run to the city of refuge. In fact, death itself is pursuing you and will eventually catch up to you. The Bible says it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. So run to Jesus Christ. Run to Him right now. Your only hope is in Him. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord, Romans 6, 23. In fact, if this is you and you need to run to the city of refuge, pray with me right now, something like this. Lord Jesus, I'm that sinner who's been running away from you, and now I want to run to you. I repent of my sin, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now. Please save me from my sin. Save me from eternal judgment. I'm putting my trust in you alone, Lord Jesus. Well, if you sincerely prayed something like that prayer, I can assure you that you are now eternally safe. The Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. You have found your city of refuge. You're safely inside the gates. You're living now in Christ as a member of God's family. I want you to let us know. Let us know that you just placed your hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, until our next journey together, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Friend, if you'd like to know more about the salvation God offers you, the salvation Stephen was just describing, we have a resource to help you. Right now, you can go to our website and read more about how you can stop running from God. Go to wisdomonline.org/gospel. You can also call us today, and we'd be delighted to help you. Our number is 866-48-BIBLE. Call today, then join us next time as we continue the wisdom journey.